You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
The most interesting thing in tech today is a story in The Washington Post about software that scans your face as part of the job interview process. So a whole bunch of companies, including Goldman Sachs, are using software where they'll have the job applicant record answers to certain questions, and they'll be analyzed. Their facial expressions will be analyzed, the words they use will be analyzed, and then the software will spit out a score about whether they're an appropriate person to hire. Now, your immediate reaction is probably, what the heck? Because there are all kinds of obvious problems with a system like this. First of all, we make all kinds of different expressions for different reasons. I may scowl because I'm a really tough person to work with. Or maybe I just do that and I'm an easy person to work with. Or maybe I scowl when I'm thinking really hard. It's possible that a system like this could penalize someone who's not a native English speaker. And then there's the question of how the system will be gamed. So if it's really just looking for certain keywords that make you seem cheery and cheerful and easy to work with, maybe we'll all just start using those keywords and smiling a lot more than is natural, which is kind of weird. But on the other hand, I can see why this is taking off. It's not like face-to-face interviews aren't full of biases. When we interview somebody, we immediately make judgments on whether we trust them or whether we don't. If you're seeing me for the first time, you're probably making all kinds of judgments based on the way I look, the way I present myself, what I'm wearing. If I were to go to a job applicant, the same thing would happen. So is it any worse to have an AI system doing this? And then a third thought. One thing as I was reading the story, if a job can actually be analyzed in this way, if a computer can genuinely make a relatively good and helpful judgment about candidates based on just these simple factors, it might not be a job that's going to last too long. It might be a job that's going to be replaced by machines. One of the examples in the story is telemarketing. That may well be a job where you can scan somebody's face during an interview and make a reasonable judgment on whether they would be good at it. We also know that telemarketing is a field of jobs that is not going to be around for that much longer. So this is another story in the brave new world category of tech. People are going to be worried and outraged about this, but I can also see the utility, and I'll imagine that a lot more companies are going to start using it soon. We don't use it at Wired, though. We have a lot of job openings. You can find them at www.wired.com/jobs. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.